WSHF 567, monitoring, and good morning. WSHF 567, monitoring. Good morning. Good morning, Paul. They tell me a package is in tomorrow. Got you. All right, Sam, Mike's probably sleeping in anyways. I'm going to get my stuff starting here this morning. So, about a half a minute here. I'm going to get the WSHM 738. All right, man, WSHM 567. I'm going to take a standby. I'll be listening.
WRWD 49. Saying good morning.
Was Mike in there? Did we double over? There's a jammer in there too. Right? I'm not sure what's going on. There you go, jammer. All right, WSHM 738.
Yeah, no, it's me. I'm in here. I was trying to, you know, get in there without the jammer. Trying to get over it.
I thought it was you in there too. I said it was probably two things going on, the jamming and trying to hear your voice and stuff. Alright. Get the program rolling here. We'll let the jammer jam. Got a jam on the jam it.
I'll be here. I'm just standing by. Grab some coffee. WRWB 49, and we're back. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSBT 754, in there. WRWB 49.
With you in a minute, Mike. WSBT 754.
Alrighty.
She's probably cracking open his pack of Twinkies in the passenger side seat and juggling his coffee.
Yeah, there you go. You ever had those deep fried Twinkies?
No.
There's a restaurant around here that they used to specialize in that. They buy Twinkies and then deep fry them and then sell them, you know, on their menu.
Sounds very nutritious.
Really good for your cholesterol. I think you guys are jammed down this morning.
No, I just had a little... when you came in there. had a full day yesterday, so yeah.
You said you had a full day yesterday. You kind of cut out a little bit.
A full day. A full day. All the way till 9:30.
No, okay. Alrighty. I can imagine, you know, out there sprucing up the lawn.
Did some of that, too. Cast up the new lawnmower, let it run for a little bit. We're all good.
Well, there you go. Way to go, then.
Got to find Sam some LMR 400.
Yeah. I looked at Jeans, and I didn't see any 4-foot mass pipe. But there's another spot I can look, and I could even look at home in my garage. I think I have some, various different sizes of mass pipe in my 50-gallon drum.
Well, mass pipe would be really nothing. The coax is a bigger deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I don't know. LMR 400, you're going to have to order that online then. Unless you can buy it at Able Electronics. But what?
I don't think you can buy it from them, but, yeah, coax is really that expensive. 20 years ago, it was fairly cheap.
Yeah, it's significantly jumped up in price. I can tell you that.
Sure, Charlie's got a 500-foot reel of it on the back of his truck.
WSBT 754, bamboozled and mobile.
Just have him back up and reel a bunch of that off. Take some wire cutters to it and slice this off a hunk.
Yeah, carry that around all the time.
I know a place where there's old, used, decommissioned Heliacs still on the roll.
I could use some Andrews 4-50A. That would work.
Yeah, the old 102.7 transmitter site. They got like a bunch of rolls of that stuff back there in the weeds.
They're probably not using half inch.
No, they're using that big stuff.
All right, I'll be back. WSHM 738. I'm going to prepare to launch here.
So what's going on with you there, Charlie? I didn't catch you on the way home yesterday because I was, had to go on, well, do my last assignment early.
Just the usual, heading to work. Had to finish my mascara while I was surfing the internet.
Yeah, Roger. Man, they keep really promoting this commercial for, like, Detroit Axle. I tell you, you ever get parts from them?
No, I don't do a lot of automotive work. I ain't got a garage, so I take it to a shop.
Yeah, I've been there, you know, a few times to get parts, and let me tell you, it's not a good experience. At least on my end, it wasn't a good experience.
Yeah, when we bought our house up here, we didn't have a garage. In retrospect, I wish I would have held out for something a little different. But the place we bought was right across from my sister. A few doors down, but basically right there. And it didn't have a garage, and I'm like, yeah, I thought I'd be all right without one. And now I wish I did have one, but then again, it would be just full of junk anyway, so I got a shed, that's enough. Yeah, I don't do a whole lot of automotive work anymore.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I remember the 1 year was a few years ago. I had to get a rack and pinion. So everyone's telling me, oh, yeah, go to Detroit Axle. You know, you'll save a buck or two. I'm like, okay. So I go there, buy the rack and pinion, only to find out at all. They gave me the wrong one. And then on top of that, half the parts were missing. And then I had to drive all the way back down there to 8 Mile. Oh, man, what an experience. And a lot of their parts, they're refurbished. You know, when you bring back the core and that, they'll take that old one and they'll rebuild it, refurbish it, make it look new again.
Yeah, stuff like that, it always seems like it never comes back the same, you know. Things get wore out, you know, your journals and what have you, they might meet spec, but just barely.
Yeah, you know, they're still hanging on by a thread, but it's like, I don't know how, when they're selling you products that are like, you know, run-of-the-mill. Basically, the only thing that you can't screw up there is the rotors and the brake pads, you know, they sell that stuff brand new. But like a lot of your other stuff is pretty much like rebuilt, refurbished.
What you working on that you need axle parts?
On the rack and pinion in my vehicle took a crap. It started leaking. I had to have it replaced.
Sounds like you need a new rack and an opinion.
Yeah, right. And my rack and pinion is not just some, you know, run-of-the-mill type. It's that over-engineered rack and pinion with the power steering pump cooler.
Drive it into the shutter.
That's my plan. Drive it till it dies. So.
Had a little bit of good rain last night. I heard it coming down pretty good for a brief moment or two. So it was good for the grass. And got a cut the lawn last night. Yeah, we got a little bit of a thunderstorm last night as well, early in the evening.
Yeah, we didn't get it so much early. It was supposed to happen early, but it didn't. So it waited till later. And the wind picked up for a brief moment early. I don't know what time that was. Was it home? Yeah, it was about 8 o'clock. The wind really picked up, and it rained a little bit. And I was like, man, damn, it's windy. You know, it's like the front was moving in. You know how the wind picks up at the beginning of a front there, Charlie? That's what was going on last night. Not so much rain till later.
I sent you a text message, Paul.
I don't do text and drive.
Well, when you get a chance to read it, you'll laugh.
Just read it at the red light. That's pretty funny. Yes, I get it. Totally.
Morning, Charlie, Mike, Paul, for everybody else out here, WRUZ935.
Morning, right back.
Yeah, good morning.
And that's what happens when you have a J-O-B.
That's right.
Oh, I thought a job consisted of just piggybacking off your guys' billfold, and I stay home all day and smoke weed, or whatever, or drink beer.
Yeah, neither of those are my forte, so.
Hey, Mike, take a stab at how many HF amplifiers I now have.
I'm gonna guess and say 50.
Wow, that's an overestimate. I'm only up to 23 now.
Wow, I didn't think it'd be that high.
Well, 24 if you count that one with the wood grain.
The what? I didn't catch that part.
That wood grain one, but, you know, I don't really count the ones that don't have a band switch.
Oh.
Now, the reason why I said that is because you have, a very vast collection of, high-end, antique radio equipment. It looks like you can eat off of it.
Guy keeps crossing over the dash line here. Continually, I got around him, but he's still doing it. There he goes again. There you go. There's a weed smoker on the road right there.
I'm going to have to tone my numbers down and only go with legal limit amplifiers.
Sell that junk.
Sell all that junk and buy 50-watt GMRS radios?
Right, buy the pallets full.
Just pass them out as gifts.
I've only got a job. It's not like I'm a billionaire.
Huh.
I mean, if I had a crappier job, I could just hand out both hands.
Or as some people would put it, the bubble pack radios.
Well, it is what it is. So we got to find some LMR 400 or equivalent for Sam there, John.
Yeah, well, I got a brand new 100-foot run, but then I would just have to replace it with another brand new 100-foot run. So, that would be a lateral move for me, but if you needed to borrow some.
Well, I guess he's got to measure how much he needs and figure it out.
Well, I know there's a really big swap coming up. You know, there'd probably be some available there.
If he wants to wait that long. That long ain't really all that far away, but.
It would definitely save them shipping.
WSHM 738.
Yeah, which the shipping ends up being a big deal these days with the cost of that, cost of shipping now.
Yeah, I was just. I remember going actually leading into the tower job, so we're talking, you know, 19 years ago. You know, I was buying, I don't know if they were 250-foot rumble sections, and they were like $175 for the 99-13.
Yeah.
And if you could find, I don't know if Belden's making it or not, but, as I'm sure it's much, much more now.
That's right, Monroe's coming up, what, the end of the month?
You're out of this, yeah.
Where'd you go, Charlie?
So, coming up on higher ground, but I was talking to Dave and Mike. WRUZ935.
I just rolled into my parking spot. I'm going to run in and make that coffee. I will look for you this afternoon, Mike. You guys have a good day. WSBT754.
Catch you later, Charlie. You were saying Dayton there, John?
Yep, I was talking to Dayton, that's just... I will catch you guys later. Z935, see
ya. Yeah, you're a little noisy. There's a jammer in there, too. People just don't know how to find a way to get a life.
Well, when you're snookered and you're bored, well, there you go.
Tower's supposed to get rain today, too. I'm not sure. I haven't looked today, but about a day or two ago, it was saying rain.
No, okay. I know, yesterday, man, when that wind came through the yard, looked like the Kansas Dust Bowl. Man, just whipping across the yard there. Gene's like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, oh, got a dust storm in here.
Yeah, it was windy.
Yeah, it looked like it was coming from, like, southeast.
Yeah, I thought it was coming out of the southwest there, but could have been getting swirling winds.
Because all that cloud action, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, it's coming from the lake.
I looked at the radar picture, and it seemed to be coming up from the southwest, so, you know, west-southwest.
Gotcha. But it was wicked there for a minute, you know, and then we're hearing transformers, you know, popping. I'm like, oh boy, make sure everything's unplugged in here.
Nobody pays red lights anymore. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, no one knows how to drive anymore.
You just barrel right through a red light.
Well, it's like that incident that happened with me here the other day, you know, when the guy clipped me. Was not paying attention. You know, he makes the excuse, well, he tells the sheriff, you know, the guy's blinker was on, and I assumed that, you know, he was turning. No, my blinker was never on. Plus, I had a witness in the passenger seat. And the cop says it don't matter if the blinker was on or not. You know, you still have to yield and wait. You know, not just jump the gun.
Yeah, I thought I heard something on the radio you were talking about working with a hammer, banging something back into shape, so I really caught the details, but I got it.
Fixed most of it, and the insurance company totaled it out and cut the check.
Yeah, where did this happen at?
Just past the Macomb Correctional Facility there, you know, in between Gratiot and 94 on 26 Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
And the vehicle's still drivable. I'm just going to drive it until it dies, and that's it. But in the meantime, I'm going to get something else here.
That bad, eh?
No, it's not that bad. I mean, you wouldn't notice until you go around the rear passenger. I mean, from the back, it don't look bad, and, you know, other side looks fine. It's just, you know, the one little corner. But the insurance company all there says, oh, you know, we don't want to, you know, do this, that, and the other because it's going to cost more to fix than it is to, you know, than to just pay you out, you know, whatever.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, hey, I'm getting in that area where it's going to get a little rough, and rather than dealing with it, I'll sign out now, so I'll catch you later, WSHM 738 Mobile.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Good morning, Mike, WSHF 567.
Yep, what's going on? damn it, I forgot to look before I left in my garage. I know there's another piece. It's longer than 4 foot, though. So you may have to cut it down.
As long as it's 4 foot, that's good. I wouldn't have to cut it down. I had a longer piece than that on the chimney before. It had just put me up there a little higher.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I think there's a 10-foot section somewhere else. Well, actually, no, there is. I know there is. I just got to dig it out.
Well, that would be plenty high enough on that chimney mount. I mean, I should be able to get out with no problems, no issues, and work real good.
I mean, you're getting it now. I mean, we're just HT, so, I mean, it'll be like, you know, times 100 when you get that new radio and antenna, so it'll greatly improve your signal. Coming in, and you won't have no unwanted guests trying to, you know, blanket you.
Right, well, I have the antenna, I need coax, and the radio will be here tomorrow sometime, so I'll have everything I need except for the coax.
That I can't help you with. Well, I do have a roll of both coax, I mean, but I don't know how good it is. And I need for you to, you know, hook that stuff up and then your SWR is all thrown off and you put a key up and it blows up.
Yeah, I don't need that. I'll just go buy some new coax from somewhere. I don't know where. I don't even know what kind to buy yet. Paul told me, but I can't keep it in my mind. WSHF 567.
I want my 400. Now, if you want, there's a company called A1 Telecom. I think they're still in business. They're on the west side of the state, and they ship all over the United States. And they got reasonable prices. You might want to check them out.
LMR400. All right, does it come with the ends on it already?
I'm assuming, yeah. I would think so. If not, you got to put your own on it, but that's no big deal. But no, I think it comes with the ends.
Got you all looked into this today.
Yeah, Gene dealt with a company called A1 Telecom before, you know, many a time to buy different, you know, parts for like antennas, masting, coax, you name it. Basically, all you're missing is the coax and the mast pipe, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm lacking.
Yeah, I'll check this other spot where I know where there's piles of it. Well, just different size, you know, and length of, you know, piping. You know, mass piping, gas pipe, fence rail pipe. Yeah, there's all kinds. I just got to dig through it.
Yeah.
I tell you, everywhere I turn, every car wash in the metro area now is turning into a jack car wash.
Yeah, Jax is trying to take over everything.
Remember, as a kid, when they just had those few locations off Woodward, going towards White Track, and then they sold paint shine or whatever, you know, that wash and wax stuff.
Yep.
I just bought two here at
23 in Gratiot, and then they bought one just recently at 60 in Gratiot. And then they just acquired, two more over by like the 19 in Garfield area in a matter of like less than a year. Mike, I got to take a standby for 2 seconds. I'm going to have a phone call. I'll get right back with you.
All right, we'll be here. WRWB 49.
All right, Mike, sorry about that. WSHF 567, I'm back.
Yep, copy that.
Anyway, but, I forgot what I was going to say. Mind blocked. I think 50 foot of that coax would be enough to go up my window through the chimney. I think that's more than enough. I would assume so, yeah. I mean, if you ever run into a spot where it's like you're a little short, well, then you're just going to have to barrel connect it and, get some more, that's all. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to find that website and then send you the link.
All right, Joe.
Well, too, you got HRO. Where you purchase your radio from. They sell coax as well. Yeah, well, there's no way I'm getting it by tomorrow unless, or the day after, unless I go get it myself or somebody has it laying around. I'm going to go look on Facebook Marketplace because I saw a cable there, and I'm going to see if there's any that, we'll do the job, and if I think they do, I'll just send you a picture, say, is this it? And you'll let me know yes or no, like you always do. I can already guarantee you've probably seen those spools that I've seen, and that was just 75-ohm cable TV coax, and no, that will not work. Chances are, if it's, old news coax, you're going to run into, issues of, did moisture get in there, did it corrode, turn green? I mean, that's the things you got to, worry about when you're dealing with old used coax. You're going to get zapped, by lightning and short it out. I mean, you got to, factor in all that stuff. Well, stuff I was looking on Facebook Marketplace was new. I wouldn't buy anybody's used stuff. Yeah, Roger. Yeah, no, I looked last night, just to look, because I'm always down there looking at stuff, and, the only thing I seen that was brand new was that 75-ohm RG8 TV coax.
Joe, so there's no point in me going to look. I gotta go to a different option. Does Gino sell that cable?
He don't have any left for sale. He did, but he sold it all. And then and then the stuff that he didn't sell, he used for himself.
Right, Joe.
Get ourselves a disgruntled person. He must not be feeling chipper today.
I don't understand why they insist on harassing us. They must be in love with us. Oh man, something strange is going on.
nothing positive going on in your life, I mean, what do you expect? You know, when you're a broke, you know what, dog, I mean, that's, you know, one of the things, you're depressed. It drives you to do things that you don't want to do, but you do it because the only thing that, I guess, keeps you happy in life. Who knows? It could be one of those cases where the person's not, you know, totally laid off, but, you know, works really slow and they're feeling depressed and they're trying to find means and ways of extra income, so they work a million hours and rack a lot of miles up on their vehicle to supplement their income. Could be one of those scenarios.
Yep, you never know.
You just never know what people know.
Glad the wife went to the store and got a can of coffee, because there was no pot of coffee this morning. It was instant, and it was horrible.
Oh God, I hate instant. That's like back in the day, you know, when you had that Sanka and Taster's Choice, you know, and you go to your parents, your grandparents, and they're like, oh, we got coffee for you, and here they bust out the instant coffee. Oh, man. Ugh.
Right, it just doesn't hit the same way a pot of coffee hits, you know? You brew the coffee, it tastes good. You make the instant coffee, it tastes horrible. It don't give you the same feeling as brewed coffee. It really don't.
WSIA 776, report.
Go ahead there, WSIA 776.
WSHF 567. What was that all about, Mike?
He was just trying to get in, you know, talk to us or whatnot. Did my audio change at all?
I don't know, maybe it got louder.
I changed some settings on here, so just figured if anybody wants to, you know, whatever, you know, good luck. Might help override it. Station could have been just a little bit of tropospheric ducting. That happens from time to time.
To me, like he said, his phone line just said record.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear that part. He was kind of in and out, so I don't know. Well, anyway, I'll be back in just a minute here.
Enough is enough.
The problem is when you tell the truth, that's when they all start coming out and getting disgruntled, because they don't like to hear it, because they know that we've hit the nail on the head. I usually have 95% of the time. Now, I'm not always right, but most of the time, I have good intuition.
I heard a certain someone put on a few pounds, WSHF 567.
At least when I look down, I can still see if you get my drift. WSEU 202, standing by.
WSIA 77.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just recording.
Hey.
Well, I didn't think there was anything illegal about it, you know. But I understand if anybody else can do it, so can I.
Yeah, hell, I don't see no problem with it. I mean, that's what them weirdos do.
No, see, I'm not even near it. I just come back every so often and...
Yeah, I understand. I listen to it every morning, man, and talking to the BS, but I ain't gonna sit here talking about it, man. Fuck it. So screw it, I mean.
Just play back to this. Don't even mess with me. Stamped and dated. Perfect.
What'd you say?
I said it's all time stamped and dated. Perfect on the recording.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I gotta go pull this cord out, man. Our power just came back on, man. Got this generator lighting this whole house up, man, so I can take this cord back out.
I don't care what you got on recording. WSHF 567.
WSEU 202 to WSIA 776. You still out there?
Go ahead, 202 776.
Hey, you know, there's one thing I got to say. You know, that group of people in the morning, man, them are some weird people. You know, they come out here and they talk about people. They talk about each other. This morning, the one guy goes, oh, yeah, they sit around all day long smoking weed, living off the government, and it's his buddy that he's talking about. That's a weird bunch of people. No wonder them guys jam them. Well, I know. I listen to hear this going on, you know, and I sit and I laugh, and it's like, you know, if they would stop, whoever's jamming, if they would just stop and listen, they'll hear more than what they normally would hear. You know, they'll hear the truth about what those people are talking about of themselves. Because the truth about themselves is what you're actually hearing. You're not hearing anything other than the truth of themselves, if you know what I'm saying. That, my friend, is a Yahtzee, WSEU 202, and I am clear. I got stuff to do.
That's just recording, as I've been, and I'm quiet.
Well, like they say, this is WRWB 49, the ones that yell the loudest are the ones that are most guilty of something.
Did you not just yell the loudest? WSEU 202. Matter of fact, I'll quote it from the Book of Ricketts, page 101. We didn't mention no names. What? Do you have a guilty conscience? WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the WSEU-257. Let me mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 848, downtown Detroit. Good afternoon. Nice rainy day.
That it is. And that's where I'm heading downtown Corktown. It's WSEU-257.
Copy that. Earlier doing a little construction here over here on Michigan Ave. Enjoying this beautiful wet weather. Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848. Back to you.
After that, yeah, I can't wait for him to open up the 10 back up. It's been quite the construction season, over.
10-4. We are doing water main down here, down Michigan, just on the east-west side of downtown, so hopefully we'll be done with this for too long. We've been at it for a while, so hopefully get some clean water here flowing there. Back to you.
Roger that. I think I saw you guys digging. I'll probably be driving right by you here in about 20 minutes or so. Over.
Do that. I just figured to give you a shout at you out there. I got to keep an eye on these guys. So this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848. We're clear and monitored. Enjoy your afternoon.
Roger that. Stay safe. Keep them in line. And this is WSET-257. I'll be clear, mobile, and monitoring.
Hey, 202 in the house. You want to turn that radio off?
What up? Hey, 202, you out there?
So we are sent to report to the UCC-257. WSHF-567,
WSHM-738. WSHF, bud. Monitoring.
Yeah, what's going on there? Keeping busy today.
Gotta buy some coax.
Yep.
Yeah, the jammers are out.
Knock, knock, knock.
You
Well, stay safe. Bye.
It ain't gonna last much longer.
When they're dead and gone, that'll fix it. Dead and gone always fixes it. You just have to be patient.
Yeah. You gotta make a stop, so I'll be back in a minute. WSHM 7...
Copy that. WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSHF 567 And you need to determine the mountain.
I'm still here, but they're not gonna.
Well, what they're not gonna do is get away with it for very much longer. That's what they're not gonna do. Gonna go down. Not gonna be able to be sustained for very much longer.
Call when you get a minute, Paul.
Well, I'm all in. I'm just trying to communicate.
We're not allowed to use our radios for which they were.
I got a whole list of names that been caught jamming. No problem. Guys are gonna go down, and I'm gonna be there to laugh in your face when it ends. They think they can keep it up, Sam. It ain't gonna last much longer.
Any sense?
They're gonna go down, and I'm gonna make sure it happens. And I heard you in there, Mike. Oh, well, of course. Jammer.
Big Chief.
Remember, Mike, I'm... One was with a radio idea.
Long piece of.
WSHM 738.
Just take care,
bud. Man, they got quite the crew.
Every time you were...
Yeah, there's somebody pretty close to a repeater sitting there on purpose. Because they know they can block everybody out. And I know... I'll show you. WS.
Guys, go out of me. 956. W. I'm here. I sent you a... Not getting a word of that.
Got that.
Steph. This is CB.
Gotcha.
SHM-7. I'm ready to add more. Add somebody to the north. Oops. Turn your other wrist. Learn to turn them, all them other radios down while you're jamming. You know who my favorite baseball player is, Mike? Reggie. Reggie Jackson. Great New York Yankees player.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. I hear you. WSHF 567, I'm at the bus stop at the corner.
Roger on the bus stop.
We hear you. 1 on 10. Trying to get my pieces and my puzzle together, that's all.
I hear that I do.
I mean, it's going to run you a bit, you know, for that LMR 400 is that stuff you're going to get. It's not cheap, but that's the best in the game.
Yeah, I know, I was looking at the pricing. It's alright, it is what it is. It's all part of the game, I guess.
Yep, that stuff will last you a long time, so should have no problems with this.
WSBT 754.
Afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Sam, Mike. Yeah, Sam, I don't know the price of it, but I use a stuff called Berry Flex. I forget who makes it, but it's called Berry Flex. You can direct bury it. It's pretty flexible, easy to deal with. LMR 400 equivalent.
I saw that stuff. I was looking on A1 Telecom's website. They got a roll of that.
Yeah, I've been using that for a while. Works pretty good. Quite flexible for what it is, so I've used it with my rotator and never had a problem with it.
No, okay. Yep. Yeah, he's just, you know, coax, and I got the mass pipe for him.
I just have to dig it out.
Okay, we'll be on the air in no time.
So there's a swap coming up, and he says, oh, I might get lucky, you know, when I'm there.
Where'd you say that's at? This one coming up in Monroe?
I guess there's one before that. It must be out of state or something. But the one I know that's coming up is the Father's Day swap meet, they call it. That's Monroe, right on the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find something there. Unless you, if you bought something new, then there'll be a ton of it. But if you wait till you get there to buy some, then your luck is they don't have any.
Usually out Charlie WS 567. There wasn't a Radio Shack around, you could just walk in there and purchase it. You know, not have to order it online and wait.
I'm not waiting, I'll pay for overnight shipping, I'll pay the extra cost.
There you go.
DX Engineering, they're just in Ohio, man. Most stuff you order from them, if it ain't the next day, it's the day after, so it's usually not too long of a wait.
I want to buy it from somewhere that they can ship it overnight, and it's here tomorrow. That way, everything's in order.
Gonna try and get it up this weekend, I take it.
Yes, sir. You going to your last client, Mike?
That I am. Actually, I just pulled. Well, I've been here for about 10 minutes now.
10-4.
I was just seeing online, Sam, but there was today, I guess, a toddler running around, you know, butt naked, right there at the gas station there. I think it was at 9 Mile and Hoover. Just running around and no parents to be seen. So some bystander stopped and called the police and then, you know, kept it, you know, from running in the street until they arrived.
The parents are probably sleeping or too drugged out to realize the child was gone.
They're probably in that fentanyl freeze.
Someone says, what if there's any motels around there? Okay, the only ones I know are on Van Dyke.
I'm very thankful that I never had an addiction like that. Hair on crack, fentanyl, pills, none of it. I just smoke marijuana, and I don't call that an addiction, because I can quit that.
I was just looking online, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's crazy. And they said the kid couldn't even talk, so, you know, he could be autistic. And he might have wandered out, and parents didn't know it. You know, they were, like you said, sleeping, or they're, doped up on something, not paying attention.
Yeah, they should probably investigate that one.
Yeah, some people just definitely shouldn't have kids, man.
This is true, Shirley.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah. Anyway. Almost home there, Charlie. We're all halfway.
Yeah, I got a little bit before the rest area. And then I'll be popping out of here. Been trying to drive slow lately with these gas prices, man. Every little bit helps.
seen a thing on the news today about that E15 gas. What is that, 88? You know, they're saying that stuff's cheaper, but, you know, will it run more efficient in your vehicle? You know, I don't know. I wouldn't put that stuff in if it's not designed for it.
Talking about the corn oil, that stuff burns up fast when you're on the freeway. City, it's all right, but on the freeway, it burns up a lot faster.
You're talking about that E85?
Yeah, that corn oil stuff, the corn stuff, yeah, the corn fuel. Your car's got a yellow cap, you can put it in your car, and it mixes with the gas, no worries.
Yeah, my truck can run on that, but the mileage isn't near as good as you get with regular gas. It's really not any kind of savings, you know. You might save at the pump, but you'll be right back over there, you know, the next day or two.
Yep.
I think we doubled, what'd you say, Sam?
I said, yep, on the freeway it burns it up really fast, my wife said, and on the city it's kind of okay. But yeah, it's no different.
Talking about pure ethanol, I'm talking about that 88 stuff that's got like 15% ethanol. One and newer. You know, can handle that stuff, but I mean, safe to use, right? You know, because you know how ethanol chews things up and corrodes stuff.
I usually just set my cruise control. I get much better mileage that way. Not running out here my usual 85, 90 mile an hour like everybody else. And I only stay a few minutes anyhow, so yeah, I just slow down.
One time I was, I went and got gas at the gas station for my rototiller and a few other of my, you know, small lawn equipment, machines, and all of a sudden I noticed, I'm like, man, well, what is the deal with the, this gas cap? You know, I had my one lawnmower, I got the, you know, the gas cap that's got the, gas gauge on top, and, you know, that thing's pretty old. With the cork float, and I noticed them, like, the lens was all hazy, and then I noticed my gas tank on my rototiller, I bumped it by accident, you know, with my hand, and the whole thing just disintegrated. I'm like, what the heck?
Damn, what happened? It just floated the heck out of it?
Yeah, too much ethanol in the gas is what happened. They must have accidentally put,
thank you.
PSI in monitoring WSMS 861.
PSCG 417 on station and monitoring.
WSIP 284, WSET 257. WSIP 284, WSET 257. Nothing else from WSIP 284, WSET 257, clear and monitoring. You are not making it, WSET 257.
Oh, well, where could my baby be? WSEU 202, we're clear.
WSBW410, just seeing if anybody's monitoring this channel.
WSHB 336.
Full monitoring.
WSHM 738.
WSHS 567 monitoring.
WSCU 202 to WSIA 776, you out there today? WSCU 202, clear.
WSMF 861 standing by and monitoring.
WSU 202 monitoring.
This is WRN 3342. I'm here in Harlem, Ohio. I was wondering if I'm making up you guys' way. Try it again. I heard a few people up here, and I want to know if you guys can hear me. Harlem, Ohio. This is WRN-E342 out here in Harlem, Ohio. Do you guys hear me up there? I think you guys are up in Michigan, if I'm right. Okay, so you guys, there's nobody out here on the street, okay. Right then, with that, this is WRN-E342, back and listening.